Welcome to Automatech, a look into the IT and ET insights, tools, resources, cool gadgets, policies, and anything geeky that can be used in an educational environment. You'll leave with practical pointers and authentic advice. My name is Nicole Acosta, and I am a Curriculum Educational Technology Facilitator in Parkland School Division in Alberta, Canada. Hi, today I'd like to talk about two EdTech tools that are exciting. They're not new, but I think you'll really be excited about either revisiting them or reintroducing yourself, or they may be actually new to you. Student creation. What can we do with students to get them excited about sharing and demonstrating their learning in meaningful ways in the classroom, outside the classroom, and even to a larger global audience? Well, I'd love to talk about Adobe Spark and Flipgrid. So let's get into it. Adobe Spark is that perfect free educational tool that brings creativity right into your classroom. Students can easily create reports, presentations, posters, and more. I want to let you know that there are three types of Adobe Sparks. The Spark Post is where you can pick a photo, add text, apply any filters or even animations, and it's quick and easy. Spark Page turns words, images into some amazing web stories. It's a pretty neat website. Spark Video adds images or video clips, icons, even your own voice and soundtracks, and you have an unforgettable, unbelievable video. Each of these, Spark Post, Spark Page, and Spark Video, can be shared or embedded in anything that you already or currently are using. How can you use this to create? Well, you need either a Chromebook or laptop or even an iPad. Spark access for students is really easily done. Work with your IT department and they'll ensure that your students have access, and therefore you can use your existing logins, which is nice. No extra passwords or usernames to think about. If you want to get started or you want to take a look at it, go to spark.adobe.com. Okay, enough about Adobe Spark. Let's move on. Flipgrid. This video response platform took the educational world by storm almost 2 years ago. And this is where educators can have online video discussions with students or even other educators or other experts. Teachers can provide feedback to students, and better yet, students can provide feedback to each other. It's really easy to get started with Flipgrid in three steps. Number one, you create a grid and a topic and you share that link with your class. So if you're using Google Classroom or another LMS system, put that link in where your class is already logging in, and so it's easy for them to grab. Students will log into that Flipgrid. You can make it password protected or you can make it open. You can make it private. You'll see all those settings. And once they log in, they'll see the topic and they can record their video response. You can, when you're setting up the settings, you can choose, do I want it to be only a 30-second video response, a 1 minute, 1 minute 30, 2 minutes? So you can choose how long your response is. Personally, I try to keep it under 2 minutes or less, because if you're having to watch all those responses, it gets a little long. And it gives them an opportunity to really work on their summarization techniques to get into the nitty-gritty of whatever they want to share. And finally, number three, the students, as well as you, can reply to one another. And so you can say, hey, I'd like you to reply to at least three students or three videos. Or for you, you decide, you know, one day, every day, I'm going to reply to so many students. You can change your reading responses, make those digital, put them on Flipgrid. How about exit tickets or topic or semester reflections? How about show what you know? Number talks, talking about math and showing what they're doing because it's a video response. They could show some of the math work they've done. Talking with different teachers, a book club. There are some amazing educator resources on the blog.flipgrid.com site. And you can also on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, join the Flipgrid educator communities. They share amazing things in there. So once you have enough Flipgrid video responses, this is what I like. You can choose just a set number of responses and put them together as a mixtape. And you could share that mixtape with even a larger group via social media because they wouldn't have to have the Flipgrid password or anything to see it. So that's really neat. So here you go, Adobe Spark, Flipgrid, two great, easy to use tools that are jam-packed with features to get students engaged, motivated, and excited about sharing their learning. Thanks for listening to another episode of Automa Tech. For more ideas, visit my blog and Twitter accounts through my about.me/nlacusta website.